Needless to say, lenvatinib improved progression-free survival, it improved time to progression, it improved response rates, measured by both this modified RECIST criteria as well as conventional RECIST. Yet the overall survival endpoint was the same. There were some imbalances in the study. For example, the number of patients in the lenvatinib arm had a higher baseline alpha-fetoprotein, which we know is a negative prognostic marker that was not stratified for. And there were more patients in the sorafenib arm that had hepatitis C, which is something that has favored sorafenib in other studies. Patients with hepatitis C liver cancer tend to do better with sorafenib than other subtypes. And, you know, the toxicities of the two drugs differ a little bit. Lenvatinib is a very potent inhibitor of the VEGF axis. Hypertension occurs at a higher grade and more frequently than with sorafenib. Both drugs cause fatigue and diarrhea, anorexia. But there was also an imbalance in the rates of hand-foot-skin syndrome that was not as common with lenvatinib as it is with sorafenib. And that could be an important differentiator for some patients.
Kind of curious, if you put this, you know, you've described the clinical research data. Would you say that the global impression, because kind of this is sort of what I've been hearing from people, but I'm not sure you can tell me, is it your global impression that the drug is somewhat more active than sorafenib and maybe from a patient point of view, less toxic?
This is a very important question because it's non-inferior for the overall survival endpoint. My impression from the data is that it probably is more active. And what do we mean by that? We saw at GI ASCO a blinded independent review of over 900 patients in this study. And when we look at modified RECIST criteria, which is not only measuring the size of the tumor, but the enhancing component of the tumor, we see modified RECIST responses of over 40% with lenvatinib versus like 12% with sorafenib. What really strikes me is the RECIST responses. This is conventional RECIST tumor shrinkage. And we know that we can improve survival without shrinking tumors in liver cancer. Sorafenib proved that. But we're seeing responses about 19% with lenvatinib versus single digit with sorafenib. So for the first time, we have a drug that's really shrinking tumors. And I'll be the first to say that response has not correlated well with overall survival. We know that in liver cancer from other drugs. But, you know, the fact that we're seeing this high response rate with delays in time to progression, delays in PFS, even though we have not seen an overall survival difference, my sense is the drug is more active. What does that mean in the terms of overall survival? I think a piece of data we all want to see is for patients who had a response, an objective response, what was their survival versus those who just have stable disease with lenvatinib. I don't know that it's less toxic. You know, I think it's maybe a little more toxic than sorafenib, but again, this is something that can be managed, and it's going to take some experience. I think there's a lot of comfort for clinicians with sorafenib over the past decade. I think one of the biggest challenges with the kinase inhibitors is we know what to look for. We just don't know which patient is going to get which toxicity. With chemotherapy, we know patients are going to have bone marrow suppression, they're going to get nausea, they're going to have alopecia. But with the kinase inhibitors, it's very variable what toxicities patients get and to what degree. But I think there'll be certain patients where we favor lenvatinib, maybe those patients where we do need more of an objective response versus patients who maybe will be more comfortable using sorafenib.